Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Everybody, 1008 WTIC News Talk. 1080, this is Will Marotti. This is the Will Marotti Show. Happy to be back with you. Second week of the return of the program. And I want to ask your help. On my best day, I need your help. And you can help in two ways. You can call, where I've taken some of the advice that I asked for the other day. We're gonna try to go with less guests and more callers. That's the idea. This is a caller-driven show. And I know we take a guest, it knocks out at least 20 minutes of call time. If we do it twice, that's 40 minutes of call time. It's a two-hour program. It doesn't work. So we're going to try to do more calls and less guests. I'm going to tell you, not many people will do that because there's no script here. There's no script. And when I'm counting on callers to be the guests, you guys got to step it up. You guys help me out. So that's number one, call. Number two, share this information. Talk to your friends, your relatives, your associates, work business associates, your neighbors, and say, hey, check out Will Marotti Show, WTIC 1080 Terrestrial Radio. You can go to WTIC.com on the internet or on your phone anywhere, the Odyssey app, and literally listen to the show anywhere. And also you can get back, if you missed something yesterday, you can look and you can catch up on yesterday's show. So there's all kinds of ways that you can, whether you're home, in your office, in your car, anywhere on your phone, anywhere in the country. So please, let's make this the number one show in Connecticut. Why? So that we can prove there are still common sense conservatives and libertarians left in this state. We haven't all moved to South Carolina. There's still people left here in the state that have common sense. All right, let's go to the calls. Let's go to Wallingford, the beautiful community of Wallingford, and Corey. Corey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Pastor Will, welcome back. Good to
Thank
hear you,
you. Sir.
I'm not sure if you talked about this yet. Just put the station on, but I'm trying to understand why Lamont wants to put COVID positive patients inside of nursing homes. I'm trying to understand where that delusional thought came from after everything that happened with Cuomo and I think even here early on in the nursing homes. I can't comprehend it, and I'm not sure if you talked about it, but
We talked about the other day, and it is baffling, as if we didn't kill enough seniors in the first place.
That's what I mean.
And we're gonna go and try it again, try to do better.
There's no letting off the gas by this guy, and I hear he wants another extension.
I don't know. Right now, as what all things I've read this morning said, he's not yet asked for it, but maybe because he heard me talking about it, he will ask for it. But none of the legislators, he hasn't talked to Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, hasn't talked about it yet. So
it's an election season, and he's going to be reelected or not reelected in November, and I think he needs to chill out a little bit.
That's the only question he's asking himself and his people are asking right now about the extension. Does the extension of emergency powers help or hurt his reelection opportunity? That's all I care about.
I think there's a lot of Democrats, too, that are sick of him and you know, the unmasked VT stuff and all that.
Yeah.
I'm in those groups, and it's not just Republicans and conservatives.
No, not at all. I mean, this is It's gone too far, don't you think, Corey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's gone way too far. Well, listen, great to talk with you. Thank you so much for calling
great
in from the,
to you. Take care.
From the hometown, Wallingford. Thank you so much. Let's go to let's go to Farmington and Ted. Ted, welcome to the program.
Hi, Pastor Will. Thank you for taking my call. I want to support the fellow that called before the break, 71 years old. I want to say the almost the same thing. You got to count on God, and you got to depend on your immune system. We have a big family. I got four brothers. I got a lot of grandchildren, six of them, and we have a mother-in-law, which is 87, living with us.
Wow.
None of us in our whole family was ever vaccinated. None of us have COVID through all this debacle, and we truly depend on God, and we eat right. And, you know, I never wear a mask wherever I go, and people give me dirty looks.
I was getting last night, yeah.
What is wrong with you people? Wake up.
Yeah.
This soon will be over, but people got to wake up. People are just too fearful what's going on, and I'm sick of it. And people got to listen to the radio station like you, like yours, that shedding some good news. A lot of people listen to other station that they drive fear into people, and people are so fearful. I see people driving in cars by themselves with the masks on. Come on, people. What is wrong with you? That's
well,
what I want to say.
Why do you think that is, Ted? Why are people so terrified of a disease that has a 98.6 recovery survival rate?
News. They listen to the what you call bad news. They listen to our governor, which he's a lunatic. In my words, he's a lunatic and his crew.
Well, you know, the scriptures, I count a lot on the scriptures. And, you know, the scripture says God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And,
right,
and we should follow that, you know, more than chasing around and being afraid of everything, you know?
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
And
thank you
so much.
God bless you and your family.
You're trying to do what is right and what is godly, and we really only spreading
Drew Crandall.
The good news, not the fear, like all the station, especially TV. TV, stay away from the TV station.
It's all bad news anyway.
Oh, yeah, bad news. All bad news.
Ted, thank you. God bless you and your family. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tom in Avon. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing, Will?
Doing great.
That IRS thing sounds like a joke.
No, I know it does, but it's reported on USA Today. Several outlets are reporting.
I know.
It sounds comical, doesn't it?
Remember Al Capone?
Mm.
The IRS is what got him.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
IRS
that was tax evasion that put
well
Al Capone away. Yes.
Few people that can get by these other silly people, these other attorney generals.
When I first read that story, I said this can't be true. So I checked, and sure enough, it was reported on other outlets. USA Today is reporting the same story. I'm like, this can't be, be possible, right?
I was kidding about it. Sounds like a joke. I know it's true.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I thought it was a joke. I said nobody can be that. It's like, oh well, we need better gun control laws so the criminals will register their guns before they use them, right? It's the same kind of fallacy thinking. A criminal is not going to report income of stuff that they stole. It's
well,
just not going to happen.
The IRS can identify people that were stealing stuff or reselling it. They may very well be able to set up a case because they're mean suckers.
Oh yeah, they don't play. It's definitely hardball with
they
the IRS.
Don't play by rules.
Yeah, for sure. Tom, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Patty in Naugatuck. Patty, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Will. I wanted to share a little help with people too. You know, Dr. Peter McCullough has a website. It's called America Out Loud, and every Sunday he has an hour long. Sometimes he has a couple of guests on, etc. Other physicians, and they talk to people very candidly. But also within this particular week, this past week, if you were to go on AmericaOutloud.com, there's an article that he put out. It's today, it was written January 7th, but it's put out January 12th, 2022. I'm right on my iPhone, and it says, no surprise, everyone is getting COVID-19. If you go about three paragraphs down and within the article, he had some very, very good news for people, and it was actually started even a week before that or two. He explained to people that he has discovered through some other outlets about a solution. It's a povidone 1 to 10 solution, a nasal irrigation, or nasal spray, really, mm-hmm. with a gargle, and it also has one for peroxide and one for hypertonic saline. But within this article, there is a nurse who actually put together a cart, you know, your little bottle, what you need to prepare these solutions. Yeah. Dr. Peter McCullough had original COVID, and a short time ago he also had Omicron. Mm-hmm. And he actually had a fever, and he put together, he's not allergic to povidone, which I actually would be, so mm-hmm. other alternatives of peroxide or hypertonic saline. He recommended that people use the spray, and he tells you within the article how many times a day. And the nurse put together a little cart for Amazon, for she already selected the items you might need. She yeah. did it for seniors. She gave them so much hope. There's the treatments. His fever was gone within an hour.
You he can buy it on great. Amazon?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, AmericaOutloud.com.
Yeah, AmericaOutloud.com.
Okay, and you're going to go to the article that says, no surprise, everyone is getting COVID-19.
Yep.
And it says, back to Dr. Peter McCullough, if you go down to the paragraph said the leading agents are,
yep.
and it tells you 1 to 10 solution, and you go down a little farther about Nurse Rona Michelle,
mm-hmm.
her information, and you go all the way down to the end of the article, you can actually listen to the same, click on the povidone. There, she gives you exactly what to do, and she put together links to Amazon where you can buy the product. So she already shopped for you. She helped you select it, and she did this for numerous elderly people that have found so much hope through his instructions.
Yeah,
but she selected the products for people so there would be no confusion.
Isn't
very simple
amazing?
To mix, like a 9 parts water, 1 part something.
Yeah.
Another one was 3 to 1, so you would do 3 parts 1.
Give the website one more time, Patty.
I sure will. And it's an outstanding article. There's our physicians who write there every single day with other articles alongside of Dr. Peter McCullough. It's great up-to-date news every single day. AmericaOutloud.com.
AmericaOutloud.com. AmericaOutloud.com. Patty, I'm going to check it out. Thank you very much for your call. All right, Matt, let's take a break. A couple commercials. We'll come back. James, George, you guys are up next. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. We'll talk about these issues, these items, anything else you'd like to bring to the program. It's all Caller Wednesday today, so give us a call.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Welcome back, 1022. Got Tom Shattuck coming up at 11. And I like Tom. I met Tom for the first time. We talked before, we communicated before, but never actually met before. We met at the Holiday Store in Avon. And I like him. Of course, I love Todd. Todd's awesome. So you get a great lineup. You get a great, great local lineup. You know, everything you need for traffic, weather, sports in the early program, Brian and company. And then you get the Common Sense Conservative right here, 9 to 11, Tom Shattuck, 11 to 3, and then Todd Feinberg, 3 to 6. I mean, it's a great lineup. It's the best local lineup in the state. I'm not just saying because I am biased. I am part of it, but I really think it is. If I wasn't, if there was some other good local person in this spot, you know, I would say the same thing. I'd say it's a great local lineup, best in the state. It might be the best in the country. And you help us, please, by making this show number one, so we can prove to people there are still large numbers of common sense conservatives and libertarians here in the state of Connecticut. We all haven't left yet. Even though the Van Line study says that we're fourth highest move out rate in the country, Connecticut, but we've got folks here. Let's go to James in Windsor. Hello, James.
Hi, Pastor Will. First time caller.
Thank you.
I just want to welcome you back from maternity leave. with ministry, remember you had to go away, take care of your baby.
Well, I'm still taking care of the baby, but the baby's a lot better, a lot healthier than it was 9 months ago.
I understand, but I just wanted to throw that pun to you as welcome from maternity leave because you deserved it. And you actually never left. You just took a leave of absence.
Well, I was filling in here and there, so some people felt like I hadn't left, but I really did. And...
Yeah, well, you are always here in my heart.
Thank you.
I just wanted to also make another pun on the people who are recording this, the theft income.
Yes.
They should also turn themselves in.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Imagine that.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, and also the reason why the virus vaccine all throughout the country is increasing is because of the untested immigrants that were led into this country.
Well, yeah,
so
over a million.
About that.
Over a million, and it's probably closer to 2 million. If they caught
well,
a million, and how many got through that they didn't catch?
That's 2 million recorded. What about the breakthroughs? Were maybe 7 million.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, so. I just wanted to just say hello to you, sir, and welcome you back.
Well, thank you. Hey, don't be a stranger. Call back, James.
No, thank you. I shall. I'm always.
But I appreciate first-time callers. Thank you. Thank you, James. Have a good day. Yeah, that's great. Let's go to St. Louis and George. George, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pastor Will. The prices, the December prices came out for December.
And, very high.
And they reported a 7% annual rate.
Mm-hmm.
I track all on my checking account over 4 years. Every time we go to the grocery store, the gasoline station, all of that. I'm showing your grocery bill for annual rate for 2001. 2021, 9.7% increase. If you went to a restaurant 2021,
mm-hmm.
your increase for restaurants is 15%.
Hmm.
Your gasoline bill for 2021, 34.09%. So guess what? The government got its figures wrong again. I track this again over 4 years over a Microsoft Excel file.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know you do, George. You don't come without facts. I understand that.
So the government lied again to you. Your price index is completely out of whack. It's probably 130% higher than what they reported. It's probably closer to 10%.
Wow.
So they got it wrong. If you're feeling like you're aching more than the government says you should, that's true.
Well, I went to the store last night, George, and I didn't buy a lot. I just bought. It was kind of a carry us over to the next shopping event, and it was over $100. And I'm looking at the carriage and going, "Man, it's going to be like $60 tops."
Yeah. Okay. So you went to the register, you paid the amount, came off your checking account, right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm recording. Every time I go to the grocery store for 4 years, every time you go to the gasoline station, that's the receipt that you received. I've got the numbers down right here on a Microsoft Excel file.
Yeah.
So they're screwy.
Wow. Well, I mean,
lying,
prices are up, George.
Hello.
We know the prices are up. There's no question about it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, George, thank you for your call. Right. I appreciate it. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. We're going to take a break. Joe, if you can hang on there, you'll be first up after the break. Commercials, news. We've got more to talk about. We've got a number of school boards that are bailing on the National School Board Association over the domestic terrorist letter, linking parents and comparing parents to domestic terrorists because they object at school board meetings about the nonsense and the communism their children are being taught. We'll talk about that when we get back. Stay with us.
This is the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back. 1037 WTIC. News Talk 1080. You know, I know that it struck me when I first told you about the IRS story. It struck me as being somewhat odd. I mean, really? Seriously? But I checked it. I checked it to see if it appeared on other places, and it did. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of crazy that's a real story that the IRS would expect criminals to report stuff that's been stolen. Unless, of course, you return the stolen items within the calendar that you just steal. Oh, gosh. It's too funny. Let's go to Simsbury. Joe. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pastor Will. I've got a different spin on this IRS thing.
Okay.
So I've been talking for a while now about how this whole thing is not about COVID. It's about getting digital passports onto our telephones to control every aspect of our lives. So the way that that ties into stolen property is that, let's run through this for a second. If Pastor Will, not, I'm sure you would never do this, decided to steal Joe from Simsbury's big screen TV and fence it to Rudy in Florida for $200, that and then not report it on your taxes,
right.
The cost to prosecute you in federal court, the mm-hmm. cost to put you in a federal penitentiary far outweighs the value of what you could ever possibly get for those stolen items that you took from Joe from Simsbury.
Right.
So what this is about is this is an incremental move to the point where we no longer have cash or currency. We only have what they allow us to have on our telephones. So the way that that would work is that if you now steal something and you are able to get some sort of benefit from somebody in terms of the example that I gave you, they would have the ability to track that you have gained some sort of benefit or some sort of currency directly from somebody. So it's not like thinking the old days of, you know, fencing something in a dark alley to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't make sense that they would ever prosecute or house someone in federal court for stolen property, and based on what we're seeing with prosecutors now at the state level, they won't even prosecute people who do attempted murder. So
look at the DA in New York. And now the DA in New York is like the DA in L.A. They're just letting people go.
Yeah, this is all incrementalism. It's not good at all. Glenn Beck, who I have mixed feelings about, was on Tucker last night. He's coming out with a book about the Great Reset, and he's going to have tons and tons of references for it, and I usually don't encourage people to buy Glenn Beck books, but this is one that, if you're doubting anything that I'm saying, please buy it, because we could be really, really up a creek. I believe that we are. And
you know, I don't know what happened to Glenn Beck, because I thought there was a time years ago I would listen to him, and I kind of felt really good about him. And then he kind of, I don't know, it felt like he didn't go like full-blown Alex Jones, but I felt like he kind of got a little off the deep end a little bit. And I didn't know if he was, you know, he was ill. At one point he said he was sick.
I feel the same way about him, because I used to watch him, and then he started doing all the stuff on the blackboard and saying, this person knows this person, and then, you know, that doesn't mean a darn thing. And he was just going overboard with that. But what he was saying last night, I fully believe, and I'll say that if 50% of what Glenn Beck says in this book is accurate, we're in big, big trouble.
Well, we're in big trouble anyway. I haven't read the book yet. I'll tell you.
So can I mention one other thing for people? Not to discuss, but something just came across my Twitter.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald House in Canada is now denying access to anyone over the age of 5 years old if they are not fully vaccinated. We're in a sick, sick world. And when this is all over, it's not time to say to people, oh, it's a shame that you were wrong. It is really time to look at legal action against people, including criminal action, because
I agree.
Just in the last couple of days, 2 days ago, the CEO of Pfizer was on CNBC talking about the boosters, and he was downplaying the boosters. And you got political people that are doing totally the opposite. That's a crime.
I think somebody like Fauci should be arrested and tried for treason, crimes against the state.
Absolutely.
I fully believe that. I mean, I was a big Fauci supporter in the beginning until Frank straightened me out on that. And then I recognized this guy's a snake oil salesman. This guy's bad. And who knows how much money he's profited off of this thing and how much he profited off of AIDS, HIV research, and the fact that he's going to get the largest pension in the history of the United States of America from a government employee. Something's not right there, and I'll tell you, it's worthy of examination. But everybody's afraid of him.
You know, I'm very black and white.
Only Rand Paul. Rand Paul ate his lunch the other day.
Yeah, Senator Marshall went after him too. But I'm very black and white on this issue. If and he you called, are and, a public,
and is that the guy that Fauci called moron? He called him a moron. Didn't moron, realize his mic was hot, and he called Senator Marshall a moron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm very black and white on this issue, and this doesn't apply just to Fauci. If it applies to Walensky, it applies to Dr. Kamisha Manisha in the state of Connecticut. If you are a public health official during this emergency, and you are lying in any way to the people, I think you are a criminal.
Well, what about Sotomayor? Supreme Court Justice claiming there's 100,000 kids in the hospital with COVID when there's 3,500.
Well, if she can be a Supreme Court Justice, which she is, I just want to announce that I'm the new Brigadier General of Space Force. I mean, it's insanity, and we're allowing it to occur.
I mean, but you say that, Joe, and I know people say, well, why are we allowing? What's the alternative? What do we do, right? We say we're allowing this. I mean, I think the only alternative we have, short of revolution, is we got to vote these rascals out. We got to take the government back via the ballot box. And that's what so infuriates me about this nonsense. Oh, voting reform. Reform gives the impression there's something wrong. It has to be repaired. There's no need for voting reform. People have more than enough voting rights right now. They can early vote. They can absentee vote. They can do it. There is no reason to, and I call it voting expansion of voting fraud is what it is. And I can't, it just drives me crazy every time I hear, oh, the Republicans are against voting reform. Baloney. The Republicans are against voter fraud, which is all about the Democrats.
This whole thing is about the Democrats. I can assure you there was a caller before that talked about people driving alone in their cars, and I see it all the time, wearing a mask. Those are not Republicans. Trust me. No. They're not.
No, you want to see the looks I got last night in the store? Because they didn't have a mask on. And they don't require it. This store does not require masks. If they did, I'd wear a mask. They didn't require it. I walked in there, and I'm telling you, people looked at me like I was a leper. I mean, there were people literally making arc turns around me to avoid me so they could social distance me. They weren't doing that with other people with masks on.
Yeah, they didn't want your Omicron breath to possibly infect them so they
That's
get Omicron
how foolish
and they
people
get
are thinking.
Antibodies.
And a lot of them wearing cloth masks, a lot of them wearing surgical masks.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? They don't protect you.
Exactly.
People.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
It is.
We're
Thank
in a bad
you,
place, Joe. We really are. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I'll tell you what's, this is a big story. I'm telling you, this is going to bubble up. I don't want to make any prediction here, but this is hot off the press today. Minnesota School Board Association, the MSBA, has terminated its membership with the National School Board Association, joining a number of states over the highly controversial Biden administration letter that likened parents to domestic terrorists. Now, if this is Minnesota. This is Minnesota, the most liberal planet. I mean, that's where the home of Hubert Humphrey, Minnesota. Comes after the MBSA sent a letter to President Biden on September 29, characterizing disruptions at school board meeting as a form of domestic terrorism and hate crime. The organization also urged federal government to invoke counterterrorism laws to quell angry mobs. It's okay that last summer we had people burning things down, shooting people, killing people, rioting, going crazy, trying to wreck everything. That's a peaceful protest. But we have to quell the angry mobs of parents. And seeking to hold officials accountable for teaching Marxism, a.k.a. critical race theory, and imposing COVID restrictions as mask mandates on their children. 5 days later, October 5th, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the jilted Supreme Court, never was a nominee person, issued a memo directing federal law enforcement to help address an alleged disturbing spike in harassment and intimidation and threats of violence against teachers and school leaders. The memo remains in effect despite the NSBA having since apologized and rescinded. I'm telling you, when Minnesota's bailing out, holy cow, Jesse Ventura, when Minnesota's bailing out of the National School Board, you know there's something wrong. This isn't like Texas bailing or Georgia, or I don't have to say Georgia anymore, Florida bailing. This is Minnesota. Holy cow. Let's go to Mike in Bristol. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Pastor Will. Glad to hear you're back on.
Thank you. Good to be heard.
Actually, I do the Instacart shopping right now because I'm in between carpentry jobs.
Okay.
And exactly what you just said to Joe, where people arch around you because you don't have a mask on, it works great for me. It gets them out of my way so that I can get my job done faster.
But no, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not trying to be some kind of radical. I just, if they don't require me to wear a mask, I don't wear. I don't go. If the sign said you must wear a mask, I'd wear a mask.
But the fact that
I'm in the store, my hometown store, I'm known by lots of people. People see me all the time in the store. They always come up and say hi or have a nice comment or something. But now they're looking at me again, and it's more women than men, 100%. But the fact that they would literally physically arc their track of motion around me, after watching me without the mask, I see them. You see their eyes; they go right to the face. And if there's no mask, you can see the terror in there. I mean, we're living in unbelievable, unprecedented times here.
I can't live that scared. That's why I don't wear a mask. I cannot allow someone to put that much fear into me.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad did when I was a kid, when I did something wrong, but that's the only person that's going to do that. Like, I can't.
The only person I'm afraid of, and it's a good fear, is God. I'm afraid of God because you know what?
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. None of us get out of this life alive.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's our time. It's our time. Like, I can't.
Everybody's got an appointed time. Only God knows it, right? So stop living your life in fear over a disease that has a 98.6% survival rate, folks. And Omicron even higher, because Omicron is not nearly as deadly. Not nearly as virulent as the prior strains. It makes no sense.
You know what's scarier than this COVID crap?
What? Say it quick,
the
Mike.
The fact that I'm walking into every store here in Bristol, Southington area, surrounding areas.
Yeah.
And no matter which one you're going into, there's a deli shut down, or there's a whole section of chicken missing, or there's absolutely no meat.
I haven't seen that yet in the hometown, but I know that's happening nationally. So, I mean, I hope it's temporary, Mike. Mike, thanks for your call. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back, take some more calls. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. On the last segment, coming up, the last segment on the Wednesday edition of the Will Marotti Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. 10:53. Unbelievable. The show is over. I mean, this two. I love this 2-hour format for two reasons. A, it doesn't take as much of the time requirement for me to do my other things that I have to do in life. And B, it just flies by. It just flies. It's unbelievable. It flies by. So we're gonna focus more time on you guys, on callers. So less scheduled guests. That's why today was all caller Wednesday. Less scheduled, previously scheduled guests. More, only one guest tomorrow will be previously scheduled. And it's great. You don't want to miss the guest tomorrow. It can be in the 10 o'clock hour. It's so amazing. You don't want to miss it. Miss the guest. But the topic is so amazing. And so, we just need your help. We need you to call, listen in, call your friends, your relatives, associates, neighbors, tell them, check out Will Marotti Show, WTIC 1080 radio, WTIC.com internet, or on the phone, Odyssey app, listen from anywhere. And you can also pick up, things you may have missed the day before in archives, on podcast. So that's all there. All right, let's go to try to give everybody a quick time here. Let's go to East Lyme and Dan. Dan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, Pastor Will. As far as masks go, I never wear one. I mean, if it's somewhere that requires it and I really, really want it, then I'll probably wear one. But, usually I'll just leave. But not only do I not wear a mask, especially if they say they're not required, I also whistle. I whistle loud. I whistle hard. I walk in.
See, I'm not quite that quite that cantankerous.
I'm very provocative. I say bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it. I mean,
I'm compliant, right? I mean, I feel like, you know, the scripture says we should obey the laws of the land as long as unbiblical, immoral, illegal. If they say wear a mask, I'm going to wear a mask. I'm not going to fight them. But if there's not a requirement, I am not wearing a mask, period.
Right. Well, I did get thrown out of Sue Leonard's for whistling. I didn't get thrown out. He told me to stop whistling.
Yeah.
I was in the checkout aisle.
Yeah.
And this ignorant manager said, "Oh, you can't whistle." I'm like, "Really?"
Maybe he believes whistling is a spreading event, Dan. So you have to.
Oh, I'm sure that's what he thinks. I don't care.
Dan.
I want to bring. That's my point.
Thanks
That's
for your call, Dan. I'm gonna get a couple more people, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let's go to Kim. Kim, welcome to the show.
Morning, Pastor Will.
Morning.
Okay, so I've heard about on the news that COVID positive patients will go back into nursing homes in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So I called whatever number I think was mentioned that you could call the governor's office. So after a long wait, I got through to someone who sounded like unsure of themselves. So he said, "No,
everybody there."
That's it's how much you can get away with is
right,
what it is.
Right.
So they said that it's misreporting by this Hartford Current, and I really wanted to just say, but I held myself back, is who listens to the Hartford Current, right? it's beyond Hartford Current. That's not even the way the news works these days. So it's misreporting by the Hartford Current, according to them.
Uh-huh.
And the nursing homes, we're going to ask them. They get to say no without any.
Yeah, it's not a requirement at this point. It's a request.
Right.
What we've read.
That's what they're. But I think what we have is a real problem with our communication. So if you look way back, coming from the congressional record, by the way, to Ned Lamont's relative, his ancestor's time,
yeah,
where he worked with the J.P. Morgan interests, he wanted to control all communication. So he sought out 12 men in the newspaper industry, and they found out that they could control all news by just purchasing the control of 25 of the greatest papers.
Really?
They got the editors. They got them to follow whatever was said, so they controlled the militarism, the financial policies, and other things of national and international policies.
Kim, I only have 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
This policy also included the suppression of everything in opposition to the wishes of the interests served. What we have now is exactly that, and they're just doing it with a little bit more technical means.
Yeah,
it's called TDIP. TDIP, it's the pipeline that goes to every newspaper, every your half-hour mind control message, which is called the news, and to every congressional office that's going to work with them. That's why we get the same message
all the
time.
Well, that's why we should be very grateful that TIC allows people to talk and speak their mind freely.
Yeah, but then they have the half-hour news, which is a problem.
Yeah, but it's only a few minutes, you know.
Yeah,
so we still get to out-talk them, Kim.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, thanks. Paul, I'm sorry. We ran out of time. Give us a call tomorrow. Hey, guys, great show today. Matt, thank you as always so much. Appreciate all your help. And you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. Do this, though. Talk to your friends, your relatives, associates, neighbors. Tell them to tune in tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WTIC News Talk 1080, WTIC.com, Odyssey app, The Will Moroney Show. Let's make it number one in Connecticut. Show there's real conservative common sense people left here. Have a great day. God bless you guys. I love you. Bye.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.